Here is the Tuesday afternoon COVID-19 update from St. Petersburg, Florida Mayor Rick Kreisman.
I'm joining you live once again from our city's Emergency Operations Center with a brief update on COVID-19 in our community. I hope you're well and healthy and that you're staying safe and trying to enjoy the summer as best as you can. I want to begin not with our situation report, but first by thanking the state of New York and Governor Andrew Cuomo once again for their donations and their assistance over the course of the past week. Not only did they stand up a testing site at the Pinellas Community Church, located in one of our most impacted zip codes, but I believe 16 pallets of PPE and supplies were also delivered. And we are working to get these supplies out to our hospitals and into the community. We are grateful not only for their partnership, but also for the governor's leadership. So testing does continue today at the Pinellas Community Church, and also tomorrow from noon until 7. And you can make an appointment by calling 833-697-4352. Again, that's 833-697-4352. Please make an appointment and get tested. It's free. You don't need a referral, and you don't need to have symptoms. It only takes a few minutes, and you'll be doing a service to yourself, to your family, and to our community. Testing is also continuing at the Johnny Ruth Clark Center on 22nd Street South and at the Mahaffey Theater parking lot in downtown. And you can avoid waiting in line at the Mahaffey by going in the afternoon. Don't go in the morning. That's when everybody's going. If you don't want to wait in line, go in the afternoon. There are many convenient ways to get tested, and quite candidly, you're running out of excuses for not getting tested. Please do so, as even asymptomatic carriers of this virus can infect and kill others. So now, the situation report here in Pinellas and in St. Petersburg. We have approximately 17,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Pinellas since March of this year. 460 people have lost their lives. And I'd like to remind you that 460 is not just a number. It represents people who have lost their lives. These 460 were our neighbors, our friends, and family members, so we mourn their passing. 69% of those deaths are related to long-term care facilities. There have been just over 7,000 cases to date here in St. Petersburg. Our hospital capacity is as follows. There are 559 beds available in Pinellas, as well as 29 adult ICU beds. And if you follow me on Twitter or Facebook, you know that we do have some encouraging developments that are happening here in Pinellas. A key measuring stick for us is our two-week rolling average of percent positives. That figure is now at about 6.79%. Not too long ago, it was nearly double that. That means we're making progress, but there is much uncertainty that's still ahead. We don't know how the opening of schools will impact our numbers. We don't know how the impact of flu season will have on us and on COVID-19. We don't know when a vaccine will be readily available. What we do know is that there will be a mask mandate in St. Pete for the foreseeable future, even if the percentage of positive tests continue to drop. And we will continue to enforce it. So if you own a business that's open to the public and your employees aren't masked, we'll cite you. If you enter a business unmasked, the business owner or another customer or patron may call our non-emergency police line about you, and we'll cite you as well. I believe enforcement of our mask mandate has helped to bring our numbers down here in St. Petersburg, allowing us to keep businesses open and helping us to keep from shutting down our economy. And finally, I want to give two additional updates related to city business and COVID-19. One, the Fighting Chance Fund that we established to help small businesses and their employees will sunset on August 14th. We still have money to give out, so if you haven't applied for funding, the clock is ticking on your chance to do so. please visit stpete.org/fightingchancefund. stpete.org/fightingchancefund to learn more about this program and the eligibility criteria. Secondly, St. Pete is joining other cities in resuming our lock-off of unpaid utility accounts. But, and this is really important, payment plans remain an option. We want to work with you. We recognize the times we are in, and we're an empathetic city, but the longer you wait to even begin to make any kind of payment, the harder it will be for you to get caught up. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Yolanda Fernandez to see if there are any media questions. Yolanda?
Mayor, we have one question from Chip Osowski at News Channel 8. He asks, on Monday, the secretary of the DBPR was in Pinellas County speaking to bar and brewery owners looking for ideas on a plan for full reopening. Is it too early to consider that? And if so, then what are your suggestions?
So that's a great question. We know that a lot of bar owners and brewery owners have really been struggling to survive with the restrictions that they've been placed under. My view on it is this. First off, our restaurants right now and businesses are limited to a 50% occupancy. So I do not support bars being and breweries being able to fully reopen with no occupancy limitations at all. I also think it makes sense to treat them like we would treat a restaurant. So for example, if I'm a waiter and I come and I serve you, you're at a table sitting down. I don't see how it's any different from me as a waiter coming to serve you at a bar if you're sitting at a table seated. What I don't support is people being in bars that are open and being able to stand about. I think it's difficult to maintain social distancing in those situations. So what makes sense to me, and I hope if the state is going to allow bars to reopen in some capacity, that they, number one, they limit the capacity to 50% occupancy, and two, they require anyone who is served to be seated at a table or a high top that is socially distanced from the other tables or high tops. I think if you do that, it can be done safely, but without that, I couldn't be supportive.
No more questions.
Wonderful. Thank you, Yolanda. So St. Pete, I'm proud of you and what we've accomplished by caring about each other. When we wash our hands, when we keep our social distance, when we wear our masks, not just inside, but when we're around others outside, we see our numbers decrease. So let's keep it going. Let's not get complacent. Let's not get too comfortable. Let's not forget that we are not yet ready to get back to life as we knew it before the pandemic. Let's continue to be St. Pete. Thank you all.